Are there any special events or festivals which everyone in Australia celebrates?
Well, there's Christmas and Easter, like you have in Britain, I mean. They're pretty important.
I was thinking more of national holidays, like Independence Day or events that happen in your town or region. You know, local festivals or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if you have an Independence Day in Australia.
Well, that's because we're not really independent, are we? At least, not yet. But I suppose there's Australia Day, which we celebrate on the 26th of January.
Oh, and what does that celebrate?
It's the day Captain Cook arrived in Botany Bay in Sydney in 1788, bringing Europeans to Australia. But the trouble is we don't really celebrate it very much, usually, except on special anniversaries, like in 1988, which was 200 years since he arrived. No, there's one day which people really enjoy, and that's the Melbourne Cup in November.
Oh, and what does the Melbourne Cup celebrate?
It's a horse race.
A horse race?
Yeah. The whole country stops during the horse race, and everyone wants to know which horse wins. We love horse racing.
And you say it takes place in November?
Yeah, the first Tuesday in November at 2:40 in the afternoon every year.
And when did it first take place?
I think it started in 1874.
Right, so it's over 120 years old. And what exactly happens?
Well, people from all over Australia come to Melbourne on special planes and trains for the day, and dress up and go to Flemington Racecourse. And they take picnics in their cars, which they eat before the race. And everyone bets on the horse they think is going to win. And then the race starts.
At exactly 2:40.
That's right. And at 2:43, it's all over.
So it only takes 3 minutes?
Yeah. And if you're enjoying yourself too much, you miss it. It's great fun. It's a great social occasion, a kind of social ritual at the start of summer.
Is it a public holiday?
It is in the city of Melbourne and the whole of the state of Victoria. Everybody takes a day off, but not in the rest of Australia.
But, say, even people who can't go to Melbourne are interested in the race.
Oh, yeah. The interesting thing is that the whole of Australia wants to know who wins the Melbourne Cup. Everybody listens to the race on the radio or watches it on television. The traffic stops, and in Canberra, the politicians stop work in Parliament.
So everyone's involved, even people outside Melbourne.
That's right. It's a kind of state occasion for the whole of Australia.